Can we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you this morning for sparing our lives to see, to witness the way that you rose from the dead. That is what put a seal to all arguments of different kinds of religions. There's none of them that can be compared to what you did for mankind, especially your own. We have come again this morning to before the table that you have prepared before us. We are happy to be counted among the loved ones that you are invited to come and die. As we feed upon your word, we pray, God, may our life continue to be transformed and you continue to add to us rapturing faith, making us ready for your coming. Thank you, Father. We are very grateful for the period of being away and the prayers of your children and the protection and bless everything that you graciously did. Thank you for answering their prayers for me and answering mine for them. It's a great thing that we will, Lord, look at one another's eyeballs again today. I say we give praise, give honor, give adoration unto our God. Thank you, Father. Be with us in this little Sunday school. Open our hearts, give us revelation of your word, give us ability to live by what we hear. May we not be found to be preachers or not the doers of the word. May we not be found to be hearers and not the doers. Because the doers is the only one that has the benefits. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you. God bless you. Sunday school time is very limited. So when we come for the main service, maybe that time I will greet you proper, maybe brief you a little how the whole journey went. But now, let us settle for the business. Shall we turn our Bibles to Galatians chapter 5? Oh, chapter 6, I mean to say. Galatians 6. We will read it to... we read it from verse 1 to 10. Galatians chapter 6. Say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, he say, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceived the pastor. Oh, he deceived the deacon. He deceived himself. Verse 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own body. Let him that is taught in the world communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. This is where I'm going. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The last verse. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. May the Lord bless the reading of the portion of his word into our hearts. Look at, please be seated. This morning, the few comments I want to pass, I want to base it upon this text. God is not mocked. That is the title. God is not mocked. God cannot be mocked. He's the overall boss. is the one who decided to create human beings. He did not consult nobody, because no other higher power for him to consult. Whatever he did, he for his own good pleasure. Are you following me? Abraham told us in that message when he said, I think he titled that message, Warning, Death, Judgment. The prophet said, sometimes you hear people say, oh, that man died suddenly and he was not warned by God. He said, that is not God. He said, before you leave this earth, he said, one way or the other, God will warn you. Now, hey, I put you here for a purpose. And you are accountable to me. Whether you like it, you don't like it, whatever is your religion, whether you are worshipping a crocodile, you are worshipping cow, you are worshipping stick, you are worshipping water, you are worshipping slippers, or your shoes, or your pots where they take cook, it makes no difference. But remember, you will give account of yourself to your maker. That is certain. You might be president of the whole world. If you are president of the whole world, all the dollars at your disposal. All the parsley, all the Japanese yen, all the cedis, all the naira, all the currencies of the whole world. They are at your disposal. But remember, it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, there is going to be giving of account of the life you live here where you were on earth. Are you following me? I used to tell you, New York sisters particularly, I used to warn you. Because the Bible tells us that foolishness is in the heart of the children. You know when you hit the teenage stage, that thing doesn't apply to you again. Children, foolishness is in their heart. Like this one in the front, so they are children. Their papa can still use cane or mama. When you don't grow to the stage of adolescence, you can't use cane. Because you are not careful, it's too fighting. Are you getting me? That's why Brother Brown told us that. He said when a child is born, he said God opened a record for that child. He says the record will be dormant for the period that child will be living until he or she hit the age of accountability, which he called between the age 12 and 13 or thereabouts. He said, when he hit that age, the record will begin to play. Any lie you told is recorded. Mama want to use fish to cook. He fry it down. Mama said, let me go to the bedroom and take something. You cut small one, put from out, it's recorded. You are going to school. They say you should pay school fees. You added 10,000 naira on top. It's recorded. You go, you allow a sugar-coated boy to tell you, you are sugar in my tea, you are Maggi in my soup, you are airtime in my food, you are my sleeping tablet, without you, I cannot even... Now you be my briefing, self. Because he want to defy you. If you submit yourself, you go alone. Now, daddy, you follow you to school. Mommy will follow you. But there is an OCI watching you. And that is the one you are accountable to. That's why I used to tell people, you look like this, no see minister, no see officer, no chief church member, you go and do what is. You are not wise at all. It's not the minister who will judge you. The minister himself, God, he has to please the one who placed him here. Do you know it is the same grace that saved you, that saved the ministers? The ministers are not special. They are not special. If they are special, let me ask you, is there any portion in the scripture that permits minister to commit sin and not repent? It's only the additional responsibility that is given to them to have ministry. Are you following me? May God help us.
Look, salvation is an individual's affair. You know the Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave his father, his mother, and cleave to his wife, and the two of them shall be. So people will quote it wrong by saying two of them shall be one. There's no such scripture. That two of them shall be one, God bless you. If you don't put flesh, you kill the meaning of that scripture. The soul of the woman, the wife, is different from the soul of the husband. The soul of the papa is different from the soul of the children. The same thing, the soul of the husband and wife are two different souls. We have an example in the scripture. Remember the case of Lot? Lot had revelation of why God says, leave Sodom. But the woman doesn't have revelation. But we was doing follow. And when he kind of, Ezra man, no. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. When they were asked to go, because she doesn't have that revelation, she was just following the husband. Follow. Her heart was in Sodom. God knows everything. And that's why God told them, the church order that he gave to them, that don't look back. Period. If you look back, what will happen? God, he's not obligated to tell you. The situation is that don't look back. Lot was going. He doesn't even have any desire to look back. But the woman, it was a problem. Because why? In Mokola, there's women's society. She's challenging. Idugbe, she's challenging. You talk about Molete, she's challenging. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So it was a struggle in the journey. Finally, she was overtaken. The prophet said she looked back through her left shoulder. Do you know our heart is on the left side? May God help us. The sin that the wife of Lot committed, was Lot punished for it? She became a pillar of salt. A testimony, a memory of disgrace, a memory of unbelief. The prophet said if they cut out of that pillar of salt, it will grow back. May God help us. We are all here, so the message keep telling us that God does not have grandchildren. He doesn't have grandchildren. He only has children. The way Papa came, in repentance, in water baptism, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the Holy Ghost, that is how the children should come. Sometimes people, the children will say, it's our Papa and Mama church. Shame on you. It's your Papa and Mama church. Because you are children. Okay. Let me tell you one thing. When we preach like this, you can end up as in an old school. The man is old. Praise God for your revelation. Remember, before I became old, before they became old, they were young like you. Do you understand that? I also remember that if Christ doesn't come on time, you will come and be as old as themselves. So you are young today, what is it? To conclude it all, do you know this gospel? It did not leave no stone or torn. Whether you are old, whether you are young, it makes no difference. If you die at age of 200 years, they bury you. In the rapture, you will come up first. Before a teenager of 15 years, before his body is changed, we will first of all resurrect. Hello? For your information, what resurrected the dead ones is the Holy Ghost. That is what will change the young and old living ones. Are you following me? I'm responsible, the minister is responsible only to preach the pure word to you. What you do with it is between you and God. I'm coming to something. Do you know the program of God is always very perfect? Do you know when we cross finally to the other side, there'll be no old age?
we shall be young forever.
You will see a man with gray hair. So when you see gray hair, it's not a curse. You have nothing to rejoice about. Because finally, we are going to be the same thing all round. Am I speaking Bible? God bless you. God is never mocked. The Bible says, pray without. If you like, you can decide not to be praying. The prophet said, you can do so many things so much. He said, but you can never pray too much. Because the Bible says, pray without ceasing. You can even eat your food without blessing it. Nobody will catch you. You are your own. You are sowing whatever you sow, you will reap. It is physical. Let me bring it there because time doesn't permit us to do things. Let me bring it physical to paint a little picture for you to understand. It is the time of sowing. If you clear land and plant cassava sticks, they will grow and get mature. You can never go there and dig yam out of the place. Because what you planted is what you will reap. Hello? God bless you. So you see, this salvation thing we are talking about is an individual matter. Jesus is not dealing with the Gentiles as a nation. There's only one nation Jesus, God is dealing with as a nation. Even that nation, you see, have his own elect among them. You are an individual before God. The message has been given. And the table he set, the spiritual food in due season, has been presented before you and me. All that the ministers of this age have to do is to take a portion of it and warm it on their knees in prayer and serve it to you. Amen. God is no more. I was telling in the U.S., I said, hey, you don't have time. You are always busy. Of course, you have to be busy. If you are lazy, you can't live there. You got to pay for your house yet. You got to pay for car. You got to pay for water. You got to pay for electricity. Only the thing where God says, make with the do, the major and minor. That's the only thing you don't pay for. So be lazy. Then you can't fit in the society. I told them, you don't even have time to read some more books. And they looked me. I said, look, you have only one option. I said, to make matter worse, in most cases, you spend a very good time of the day driving. Some of them drive 2 hours to go to place of church. I said, instead of playing music, play tapes. Amen. You can say, nobody will tell me how to live my life. I will tell you how to live your life. God tell us how to live our lives if we must come to his kingdom. Amen? The rapture in faith doesn't lay the music. The composition of the music might be Jesus from the beginning to the end. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The rapture in faith, no day there. Where actually faith day is the message of the hour. You know, I used to ask you. I will ask now. You say it don't come. I will ask now. Because have you seen as you go identity take the exposition of the seven church ages? I read it too. That book you see so is the entire message of the hour. All the context and the major doctrine of the message we believe is in that book. All that some of us depend upon is a few hours we gather like this before you say Jack Robinson, time don't go. But Brother Abraham said something that I don't believe should be fulfilled in us as members of the bride. He said the things that have eternal value. He said little time is slotted for it. You find Christians the same everywhere. If what they have allotted for preaching is 1 hour, when it's getting to the 1 hour, everybody will be looking at time. Boy, oh my, Kojia, the close one, you know, They can stay outside discussing over an hour. May God help us. We are individuals before God. Don't forget. If you are a student, whichever level, whether secondary school level, whether university level, polytechnic level, are you going to have exam? There used to be a saying, to fail to prepare is to prepare for what? Hello? To fail to prepare is to prepare to... It is the same thing, spiritual thing. So it is the same thing. That is why the Bible says, as newborn babies, you are desiring the sincere milk of the word of God. To do what? To grow thereby. We must grow. This boy or this girl sitting here, so if the mother goes out and find this girl in the compound making mud cake, he should give her, some lashes. She has had grown that stage. That's why the Bible says, when I was a child, I behaved like one. But when I pass that stage, I do away with childish things. There are some of us with childish things. With old age, with so many years in the message. Many people, so we say, I'm born in the message. Do you know what the message is? You think the message is just talking? Christ is the message. If you are not in Christ, you don't know what the message is saying. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. And he that is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, my God, what I say unto you, you must. He said, he will blow it. Where he coming from, where he's going, you don't know. So, it's such a one that is born of the Spirit. Until you are born of the Spirit, you can never understand spiritual things. A carnal man can't understand spiritual things. Hello? Am I saying the truth? May God help us. If I say how many of us are born again here, now raise your hand. Many of us will blush. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. I want to repeat it. Whether the devil like it or not, whether all the human beings on earth, they vote against this statement, it will come to pass. There is going to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any of such things. It is thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord cannot fail. Do you know that the bride that was shown to the prophet as a preview was the total bride? It was an encouragement to the prophet that all the difficulty you went through is not in vain. You accomplished the purpose you are sent to. There's going to be bride there. There's going to be rapture. There's going to be millennium. There's going to be first prostitute. People are going to be there. Then the question is that, are you one of them? You must have that revelation by yourself. Not only having that revelation, the evidence that true revelation is what you have, your life will be transformed. You will not be lazy spiritually. What makes people lazy spiritually is because they are carnal. They are not converted. They that are in the flesh, the Bible says what? They cannot please God. The first birth that brought you and me here, we were born defeated. You say, what are you saying? She be a selafin yabi. Igbatambo. Ori, ori lafi wa, ori lafi sole. It just shows that you are born with this bad, you can never please God. Where God had mercy. Because his work cannot fail. When he said, the day you do it, you eat thereof, that day you will surely die. That would have been the end of human race. Both physical death and spiritual death. Because it's rich in mercy, that is why he has to take a little animal, slay it, use the blood to cover them, use the skin to cover their nakedness, so that human being can continue to exist and approach unto God through the blood of animal. Why you could not perfect the worship? Could he? The prophet told us. He said the reason is that Goat, animal. Her body has spirit. It has no soul. But we human beings, we have body, we have spirit, we have soul. He said the life is in the blood. Hey! Do you know, are we so close? Do you know in a... before they left Egypt, I think the last thing was the death of first son and first animal in the house. God said, if I see the blood, I will pass over you. That is what God accepted as token at that time. And the reason being that the life of the animal cannot come upon us. If you put the blood of animal in the man, you kill him. But there was a time, there was one animal that lived whose blood could mix with that of human being. That was the serpent. He was the one who opened the eyes of Eve about man and woman relationship. And that is how Cain was born. And that is how the earth began to be populated by serpents. Today they are in majority. I used to say, people say the devil do me this. There's one thing the devil cannot do. A child of God, the devil cannot change you, the seed of God in you, to suppress it. He can punish you, he can, if God allow it, he can put sickness, he can make life difficult, he can do so many things, but he can't even take your life until God says it is time. Am I communicating? Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. I said, God bless you. I was telling them in America, I said, America is very beautiful. Don't be surprised when people go there, they don't want to come back. I don't blame them. All the suits I went with, I didn't dry clean any for 2 months as I was constantly using them to preach. You might see me only sweat. They are not dirty. Hello? Then I told them, they didn't know where I was going. When I said the praise is beautiful, they said, yes, yes, yes. I said, let me give you a quote. Brother Abraham said, Satan beautified this place to deceive. He said, Satan beautified it to deceive. That is why some of them, if they do, oh, we thank God for God's elect. Truly, they cannot be deceived. You can talk to some people, they can tell you that is every you are talking of. Can it be more as beautiful? Can it be beautiful than this? Yeah. The place is beautiful. At the age of 18, you are your own. If you want to stay with your parents, your choice. You can secondary school is what many of them will stop. They go and get employment, get accommodation, get car, everything in a mortgage. At the end of the month, they take so much for car, take so much for house, take so much for this, take so much for this. You are living your life. You can come to square one, you come on easy, but you have your cash. You just go and leave. You buy, you can decide early in the morning, you say, these chairs are too old here. You just go and carry them, put them to where trash. Do you know that there are some Nigerians who go and pick those things and brought them here to say? Nigerians are very smart. Very, very smart. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? You can make, you know, some people, they want to be different. You can build a house and make a, this is an entire auditorium, your bedroom. Because the problem, you make a stadium in your bedroom. You can even tell a carpenter to measure from wall to wall to make bed. Praise God, it's your choice. But I want to tell you what, when you want to lie down, it is the size of your body. It is the size of your body, you just, the bed will take. So all this stadium, what is it for? Well, the Bible says, we brought nothing here. We are taking nothing away. After food and raiment, you must be satisfied. The love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing we can actually do without money. The Bible didn't say we should not use money. But it is the love of it that made people to turn prostitutes, made married women to go into adultery, made married men to go and make juju, what do you call it, make juju to make money. Remember, whether you say you'll be Muslim, whether you say you'll be whatever, your record is with God. Brother Abraham said, the life you live, no matter how much you live, want to live a life secret, even your wife will know. There's somebody that knows. Are you following me? The record, the only thing that will stop that record from playing is when you become born again. If you are born again, God will write pardon on that record and throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. It is appointed unto a man once to die after that judgment. It does not applicable to the bride. The Bible says we are passed from death unto. We are not coming to no judgment. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible tells us we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Before God created angels, God chose you and me. Because He knew the ending from the beginning. And He wrote our names in the last book of life. There is no devil that can take away that name. That is why Jesus said, oh! He didn't say so. He said, all that my Father has given me, past tense, they will come. And when they come, no man, no power can take them out of my hand. Because he that gave them to me is mightier than all. You believe that? Tell me why should I fear? Brother Moses, tell me why should I fear? Hallelujah. God bless you, church. You know some of us, because there's no light in Nigeria. When cockroaches make noise in the night, that is the end of sleeping for that night. Because of fear. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. Spirit of fear, spirit of bondage. He has given us the spirit of love and of power and of sound mind. Believe in thou this. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Are you afraid? You are going out, you are afraid something might happen. God said, you're going out and I'm coming in, I'll be responsible. You believe God? The Bible says, He has given angels to encamp you around, brother Femi. What about I say? One angel can destroy the whole world. Omo ba ba le mi se nipa igbagbo ninu Jesu. Se bi ba ba mi loni atoke papa ma na ni ki ma yo fadala. Nothing to fear. All is well. We have had the message, shalom. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We only lean on one side, the bad thing you do, the good thing you do. Even if you fast 3 days, it's your record. You know. God sees what you are doing. That the Bible says, it tells us that they that are cast and hungry for righteousness shall be what? They shall be filled. Are you thirsting for righteousness? Are you hungry for righteousness? And all you are talking about is Jagaba. How things have become so expensive. We can't travel. Everything is expensive. Food is expensive. How many of us are dying of hunger? The best in the air, who defeated? You just say that thing, my son. Only believe all things are possible. God will feed the best in the air. Even the small ants or nothing that we use so much. Somebody is responsible for that. Talk less about somebody. You know, he said, greater love. Understand? Greater love and no man than this. That a man loved his friend and he gave his life unto them. We know how much mothers love go for children. How many mothers can say that this child, for this child to live, he needs 2 kidneys? How many mothers will take my kidney? That's death. How many mothers will take my 2 kidneys? Let my baby live so that I die. I'm telling you, nobody will do it. But Jesus gave his life for you and for me that we might be what he wants us to be. Shalom, church. We come again. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we thank you. We cannot thank you enough.
before our great grandfathers came here, you knew us. You ordained us to be members of your family. It's for your good pleasure, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. If we set a goal for more cause, it can't even change your plan. Before Esau and Jacob were born, you said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. And there's no way Esau could change that. Father, we just want to appreciate you for the love you love us before the foundation of the world. Help us to live a life of appreciation, a life of thank you all the days of our life. May we not live a life that will cause demons and unbelievers, suppressive, Lord, to speak reproachfully against that worthy name by which we are called. Grant it, Father. Prepare us for the next service. Bless us more. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. Take the saints to higher ground. Thank you, our Father and our God. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Let us sing this in two chorus. You are too fast for me. So, my quality, petty, multi crone. Let's sing a little chorus. Anywhere I pitch in the US, this was the chorus I was singing there. I go, mama, made up that I would turn back. Cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up that I would come back. Cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Goodbye, world. I know your God stay with you. Goodbye, treasure I see. I know that God stay with you.